The kingdom of heaven is not a complicated formula of working a system to receive your increase. Learn from Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory how to operate in heaven's economics and God's way of doing things.
And it came to pass that as the people were pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. That's the Sea of Galilee. And saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets, plural. Are you seeing that now? They're washing their nets. Now, this has been so misunderstood over the years. And this is going to teach us something tonight in heaven's economics. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. They were washing their nets. This is a key thing here. Pay really, really, really careful attention. Simon answering said unto him, Master or Rabbi, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, the first thing he did, well, I won't get it, not yet. I'll comment on it later. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and their net broke. Now, this is not astonishing at all. It's been totally misunderstood. Jerry and I were preaching. I had flown Jerry down to South Texas. He was preaching that night. And I particularly wanted to go hear him. The pastor's a good friend of both of ours. And we were sitting there. And he received the offering on this scripture right here. And he was thrilled at the boat sinking, net breaking load. Well, I was too. And I heard the word of the Lord so loud, it was almost audible to me. He said, that was a rotten net. What? It's the only time that any of their nets broke. They had so many fish. In the Gospel of John, the 21st chapter, they couldn't pull a thing. The net didn't break. What is going on here? Glory to God. They beckoned unto their partners, and none of their nets broke. Didn't say that, but it did. And it says it's the only net in the Bible that broke. Now, if they'd have all broken and tore up, whoo, we'd have had a shouting time on the Galilee tonight. But this is the only old rotten net that broke because he didn't think they're going to catch anything. The preacher wants to go fishing. What does he know about fishing anyway? He's tired, worked all night long. didn't get a thing. His wife's waiting breakfast. He wants to go home. He don't want to go back out there. He can't catch anything on the Galilee in the daytime. It's too clear. The fish run from the net. They beckoned their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. Only one net broke. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees. He couldn't fall down to his feet. He's knee deep in fish. And he didn't catch a one of them. Depart from me. I am a sinful man. Now listen. He knew better than that. He had seen Jesus just the day before do miracles in his house and heal his wife of a deadly fever. Well, yeah, but he don't know anything about fishing, Don. No, he just created them. That's all. Every fish in the Galilee was up around those boats. All of them. What fish is going to say, no, Jesus, not today. No, all of them. All the fish in the Galilee were there. They could have emptied the lake if they'd had enough nets. And Jesus standing there smiling. He knew what he'd done. And he's laughing at him. Amen. Boy, Peter wasn't laughing. It hurt him. He's a Jew. He knows better. He knows better than to bring a bad sacrifice. A blemished animal. What's the difference in a blemished animal and a blemished old rotten net that's been laying around? You don't want to have to rewash all those nets. That's hard work. Well, we go out there and throw this one around a few times and come back in and say, well, you know, Jesus, that's just the way it is in the daytime on this lake, you know. Now, he was never so disobedient again. Because Jesus told him to do something absolutely impossible. He came home and he said, boss, they want to know if we're supposed to pay taxes. He said, get your fishing pole. Didn't say a thing in the world about bait. Just a hook. He said, okay. Right down that lake he went. Boy, he wasn't missing again. Amen. And Jesus said, this is big now. Take the first fish, not a fish. First fish. Get the money out of his mouth. First indicates don't quit fishing just because you got excited about a fish with money in his mouth. Fill the boat up again, boy. I mean, hey, there's lunch and supper and whatever else we need. Go down there, you know, catch all of them you can. First fish. Say first fish.
First fish.
You can get some money minded, you miss the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You and I are seeing this. He is seeing this. I took off one day, a number of years ago, flying to the East Coast. And coming out of the Fort Worth, Dallas area, which is a really high density traffic area, and there's a lot of them, and your radar contact just immediately. Talking to the controllers. And when we come out of there, our first altitude is normally 3,000 feet. And then they hand us off to another controller. And as you come into there, they'll send you up to 7 and then 11 and then on up. You get out of the area, you get on center, and then they take you on up to altitude. And everything just working right, a beautiful day. And all of us, and I had just gotten 11,000 feet. So I'm out of 7 for 11, boy, it's just a beautiful day and everything's going on just perfectly. And I heard it so plain. Right here, that inward voice, and it was stronger than just that inward voice. It was over in the area, like I heard here from time to time, in the prophetic voice, very clear. He said, "Why aren't you upset?" It kind of startled me. I said, "About what? Didn't you file for 41,000? I said, "I did." "They only gave you 11. I said, "That's nothing to get upset about." He said, "Why?" I said, "Well, I said, there's the sky's full of airplanes that I can't see. And that controller has radar and he can see them. And he keep us from running together." And I literally said this. I said, "He can see the whole picture and I can only see right in front of me." He said, "I wish you'd give me that much credit." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Kenneth, I have preachers out selling shoes. I have shoe salesmen that are trying to preach." And he said, "Not many people are doing what I command and tell and call them to do." And he said, "It's a mess. You ought to see it from my side." And he said, "When I have someone like you and others that will do what I say do," he said, a whole lot of the time you have to do double duty because there's other people that won't do what I'm telling them to do. And people like you and others that will do and listen have to take up the slack. I never dreamed of anything like that. So he said, "The important thing is to listen to me and do what I tell you to do, and then do it when I tell you to do it, and do it how I tell you to do it." Now, I'm saying this. If I tell you to put out the nets, get the nets, not a net, thinking you know more. Now, that's what Peter did. He knows all about fishing. What does a preacher know about fishing? He didn't know who Jesus was. Not until later. Later, he got the revelation that he was the Christ, Son of the living God. In the financial realm, finances are very unique. You can't give by yourself. You can't receive by yourself. You can't buy by yourself. And you can't sell by yourself. You got other people involved. So you really, really, really need, in that case, to spend a lot of time praying in the Spirit. And listening and listening and listening. Don't just jump and run. Just pull in close. If you have to do so take 2 or 3 days. I have never gone past 3 days without getting the wisdom of God in any situation. But now you have to pray in the Spirit and believe God and take time to listen for scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
And listen to your financier.
Yes, amen.
His name's Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to have a Jewish counselor in our finances?
Yes.
And hey, come on now. It's the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
Now, and this is going to help somebody. It is not the blessing of the Jew. Jew is just short for Judah. What about the tribe of Benjamin? What about the tribe of Dan? Huh? It's not the Jewish blessing. It is the blessing of Abraham.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You and I are grafted in. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, or what the Spirit promised, through faith. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, back in the 50s, in El Paso, Texas, Brother Hagin was down on the, he'd stepped off the platform and he turned around and jumped up on the platform, and just as he did, his foot was about to come down on a brand new tape recorder. He was about to land on this woman's tape recorder, and he dodged and fell and knocked his elbow out of joint and really injured it. And he went to the hospital, and the doctor put it all back. And they kept him in the hospital overnight just to observe it. And he was just lying there in his hospital room, no pain. He just lined up there with that thing in a, you know. So, and Aretha had just left. And he heard somebody coming down the hall. Heard their shoes on the hospital floor, you know, hard floor. And the door to his room was open about 6 to 8 inches. And he really, and he said, he, and then he realized that whoever it was coming in his room. And he said he just turned and looked, and the door opened, and there was a man's foot in a Roman sandal, pushed the door open, came in, and he looked up, and it was Jesus in an open vision. I'm next, Lord. Oh, God. He came in, walked over, got the chair that Miss Aretha had been in, scooted it up to the bed, and sat down there and talked to him about the prophet's ministry and talked to him about a number of other things for over an hour and a half. Now, here's one of the, there are two things I wanted to say to you that Jesus told Brother Hagin in that appearance. He said, if you will call on me when someone is to be operated on and to have surgery done. Call on me. I'll get involved in it. And he said, I will speed up the healing until the doctors will be amazed at it. And then he said this, I am not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous. He said, now listen, heaven's economics. If any of my children, and if you will listen to me and do what I tell you to do, I will make you rich. I'll do it, he said. But now listen to that. You have to listen. You have to hear. In order to be accurate at this, you have to practice it all the time. You have to practice the presence of God all the time. All the time. Talk to the Lord all the time.
Scripture tells us very plainly that God doesn't do anything on this earth. The earth has not passed away yet. And so basically on this earth, nothing happens before God first reveals it to his prophets. And so that is the way this interaction, God has something to do. He will reveal it first to his prophets. The prophets will put it out in there. And then it is our responsibility as believers, as members of the family, to take it on, grab hold, analyze it, dissect it, for the pastors to preach it, to teach it, to run with it, and actually believe it and literally see it come to pass. I want every partner who has taken this message to heart and actually made that covenant connection that actually they believe God, they found it on the Bible, and now they established themselves as a connection in the body. We are a specific part in the body who has a specific calling, specific anointings, and he connected himself or herself with us because God told them to do so, not because we just tried to manipulate them. That's never what we're going to do. Really, that is never our intention. But when they do so, that it is evident that as they did it, they become so financially well able and strong that they grab attention, that they draw people to them and find out, how are you doing this? I am looking for 2019 to be so evident in the life of people who on purpose put this to action that they will reap every area of their lives. And so that's what I believe about these prophetic words. I believe that we are to take them. I believe that we are to embrace them. I believe that we are to make them part of our own, never let them go and run with them until we see the fruition and the coming to pass, and then gladly say, God, what's next? What's the next amazing thing you have for us in the body of Christ?
You know, it would be an easy thing for you and I to look at Peter's reluctance to let down his nets and hope that we would respond to the Lord differently, you know, with ready obedience. And if you trust that the Lord knows the whole picture of your situation, you won't hesitate to do what he tells you to do. You would respond differently. You'll also listen to him regardless of what you feel or even at times what you think you want. Now, let me ask you, are you believing for increase in your life? Because this is heaven's economics. When you listen to him, you do what he tells you to do, increase comes for you, just like it did for Peter. And as Brother Copeland shared today, it takes practicing the presence of God to become more accurate at listening to Him. So spend time with Him. Spend time with Him today and every day. Learn to tune in His voice and out the every other voice. Hear Him, and whatever He says to do, do it. Now, the key foundation to this wholehearted and ready obedience to the Lord is trust. Trusting in Him. Trust that He knows and sees the whole picture of your life and that He's for you and never against you. We've made this book available to you today as a free gift, God's Will for You by Gloria Copeland, just so that you can know without a doubt what God desires for you and what is in His heart to give you. And this book is going to help serve as an anchor for you to put your trust in God and put your trust in His will for your life so that you won't hesitate to obey when the time comes and you will receive His increase. If you want to get a hold of this book, just go to kcm.org and request your free book today. Now, today is offering day on the broadcast. I want to read to you again from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who's taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. And do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." And many of you who have sown into this ministry, you can attest to that fact right there. Yes, that's true. When you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit. I know that the Lord has done good things in the lives of the people who have partnered with this ministry all over the world. And the Lord is using that seed as an open door of access for Him to go to work in your life, in your family, your finances, your business, even your ministry. So we receive that gift today. We call you blessed. And partners, you've got somebody praying for you every single day. We're declaring increase over your life. We're declaring increase over your family. And we say that everything you set your hand to do prospers in Jesus' name. And partnership is a big deal around here. We believe in this. This isn't just about, you know, writing a check and licking an envelope and sticking something in the mail. No, this is not just about sending money. It's about sending heart. It's about putting your heart in the gospel. And I'll tell you this, if you don't have an assignment to sow into this ministry, you do have an assignment to sow somewhere into somebody who's preaching Jesus. Stand alongside them and help them get that job done. Be all about our Father's business. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything you need will be added to you. Those are Jesus' words, and you can count on it. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.